We finished with a large section of Agadah, coming to Minyan, Shul, all the benefits, Shechina coming, davening where you learn, Shnayim Mikra, Chatargum, Shivrei Luchos. Okay, here we go. Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We follow Rabbi Gamliel. The opinion of Rabbi Gamliel was you really have until the morning. You don't have until Chatzos, you really have until the morning. Says Shmuel, we follow his opinion. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Yomer. So let's say a guy forgot to say Kriya Shema in the beginning of the night, or a matter of time, he missed it. Now it gets to be close to the morning. So it says, we're going to have this whole sugya about could you say Shema right after Amud HaShachar? But the first version of Rabbi Shimon Yochai is for the nighttime Kriya Shema, you have to say it before Alos. Alos is before the break of dawn. Nates is when you see the sunrise. And a good hour before that, 4 mil years would do 7 2 minutes or something like that. Before that is Alos HaShachar. So prior to that is completely night. So prior to Amud HaShachar, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema of the night. And 2 minutes later, after Alos HaShachar, you're going to say the Kriya Shema of the day. Okay? That's the first opinion. So when he says you're allowed to be Yozei, two of them by Laila, two of them at night, it means a little bit, they're both considered to some degree night, because even after Amud HaShachar, it's not fully day. It's not at sunrise. So the Gemara says, right, you're the one of the day and the night. You're Yosef both of them. Great. The terms that Rabbi Shimon is using are like internally contradictory. It's very strange. First, we're saying he's Yosef two things, two Shemas at night. So first of all, you're calling them night. So it seems like this whole block of time is nighttime. But on the other hand, the conclusionary line says that you're going to say one of day, one mitzvah of the day, and one mitzvah of the night. So what is it? Obviously, after Amud HaShachar is day. So what does that mean? So it says Gemara, really, to some degree, they're both night. People get up early before the day. Okay, but in other words, just to clarify, in terms of the Yotze the Mitzvah, still the conclusionary line is correct. Yotze two Mitzvahs. Yotze Shema of night, if you do it 3 minutes before Elosh Shachar, and when you do the other Kriya Shema 2 minutes after Elosh Shachar, Al Pi Halacha, at least in this version, it's actually night, but you're still Yotze the Mitzvah of the Yom, because some people get up. Really, we don't care so much about day and night. If you want to know about day and night, that might depend. That might be relevant to other mitzvahs, to Sefirah Omer or Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash and plenty of other things. However, when we're talking about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that doesn't really go day and night per se. It really goes by Shachar V'Kamecha, the time people are getting going to sleep and waking up. So, as we had, like on Daf Beis, there are like five different shitas about when is the beginning of the night. For the purpose of Kriya Shema. Night for Shabbos, we all know, is Seisachal Chavim. Or it's a Safek already starting from Shkia. But everybody knows exactly when night starts. And everybody knows when morning starts for every other mitzvah in the day. However, when it comes to Kriya Shema, things are a little different. That's the first version. Any questions? Or feel free. Any questions? So some said this. Discussion about the following. Oh, 1 second. Rav Acha, I skipped one line. Rav Acha, Baruch Hanina, the first white line says, "Amar Shimon Yochai, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halacha Shimon Yochai." We follow this opinion. Great. That's the first version of what Rabbi Shimon said. We should follow that the halacha. Second version. Because you can be Yotze two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema right back to back, except not before and after Alos, but before and after Nates. It's a sunrise. It seems to be a contradiction. Because he said you do Kriya Shema twice by day and you Yotze two things. It sounds like there are two mitzvahs of the day, and then you tell me you yotze one mitzvah of the night and one mitzvah of the day. So what's going on? I'm in Laila here. From the fact that you yotze your night mitzvah, it's a little night, says the Gemara, no. The olam yamamahu, really, they're both day. So according to this version, bottom line, after alos is already day, after alos is already day, and after alos is day, so before nates is definitely day, after nates is certainly day. And yeah, why yote Krishna the night? Had some people are still sleeping. And we mentioned the Ramban, it doesn't necessarily have to follow the times of Krishna, can even follow individuals. Okay, it doesn't follow Rov. Most halachas follow Rov and Adam. When it comes to Krishna, it can follow individuals because it says in singular, Shofar Kumecha.
Are these two versions aren't necessarily contradicting each other, are they?
They are.
You can switch between Alos and Nates. You could say there's like night. That's when the night to day changes, right? So technically,
it could be, but in terms of let's say Kriya Shema, the halacha, that they're still different because the first version holds Kriya Shema of the night goes until up to Nates, up to Alos, not later, and the second says you can do the nighttime Kriya Shema until Nates. Okay. In terms of the Shema, it's definitely different. In terms of Alos and Nate, you can reconcile with what you're saying. In terms of the terminology, the first terminology was that Alos till Nate is actually nighttime. The second terminology is that's actually daytime.
Okay.
In terms of that, yeah, you probably could say there's some aspects of both. I'll finish just two more lines, but then we'll talk about that. Maybe the two dots, and then we'll talk about that. According to the second version, again we paskin. Okay, so according to the second version, we follow the second version. Whichever version you have, we follow that. In general, in halacha, usually follow two igadamris. You follow the second of the two. That would mean you could say Krishma even until the Krishma of night, even until Nates. And that's Baruch Shachan Aruch, and the difference of Rishonim. Is that called, like, that's the Ikerzman? Is that, like, basically it's still night for purpose of Shema until Nate? Or it's, like, almost like a Tashlum? And it's really not the time to do it. Really should do it before Alos. But you can still do it a little bit. The Gemara explained over here. It's still called, it's according to the second version, it's really morning. But you can still say Shema at that time. And what's important, though, is you couldn't do, in Rishonim, Baruch Shachan Aruch, is you shouldn't do a contradictory. A self-contradictory thing. You shouldn't do after Alos. Really, we hold after Alos is basically day, like the second version. And yeah, you can say the Kriya Shema of day until Nates, until sunrise. After Alos, like the second version, more makel for the Kriya Shema of night. But you can't do two things in one slot. From Alos until Nates, you can't do both Kriya Shema of the night and Kriya Shema of the day. So if you want to use it for Kriya Shema of the night, great, you could. But then you should wait until the next minion or whatever after Nates minion. Because this way, you're not going to have, in the same time slot, Kriya Shema of Maariv and Kriya Shema of Shacharis. That's according to some Rishonim, that's just Baruch Shachan Aruch. And also, you see further evidence of this, the fact that this Kriya Shema of night is not like full night time at this point. You can't even say the Brachas Kriya Shema of Hashkivenu. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what about the other Brachas of Kriya Shema? It sounds like you could say the other Brachas of Kriya Shema. Hashkivenu was when we were asking Hashem to protect us because of the troubles at night. We say, Hashem is Shemar Yisrael. Hashem protects us from all the troubles and difficulties, whatever things at night that we have that we're worried about. And Rabbeinu Yonah says they were attacking it specifically after Makas Bechoros, that the Bechorim of the Jews were afraid they were going to get killed in Makas Bechoros because all the Egyptians were dying. So they started saying some tefillah in the middle of the night, about midnight, around Chatzos. So Keneged, that tefillah that the Bechorim said, we say Hashkivenu in the middle of the night to protect us from demons and all sorts of dangers. So it's a nighttime thing. So it's not meant to be said after it's already dawn. It was never stated by Rav Shimon Levi directly. Rav Shimon Levi is the one who said before they follow Rabbi Shimon, the second version. It's not that he said it explicitly, but rather it's because of a story. There are two rabbis that got drunk at the wedding of the son of Shimon Levi, and then they woke up at some point very late, and they woke up after Alos, after it was dawn, so they slept through the night, they didn't say any Maariv. Now they asked Yeshua, could we still say Kriya Shema? Amar, yes. Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lasmach Alav Shad Chak. This is a very famous phrase in other areas. We could follow a minority shita when a Shad Chak, when it's an extenuating circumstance. Basically, at this point, there's nothing you can do about it. So let's follow his opinion. Okay. Now, going back to like the general thought about Alos and Tilnait, I mean, brought up, maybe it's similar to what we, parallels perhaps, what we have at night. Night, you have like this twilight zone between day and night. So, could have said that. However, the Gra points this out, but basically everybody points out, based on Chazal, that for some reason, we'll try to say what we could explain, there's a big difference between the night, going into the night, and going to become night, and going to become day. Going to become night, there's a big window of Safik. There's Shkia, Benish Mashos, a window of twilight, Safik Zman, Safik day, Safik night, and then Shes Ukhama, which is definitely night. If you learn like the Gaonim, it sort of parallels the morning because you have Shkia, and not the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Tam, you have Shkia, is the beginning of sunset. For some purposes, already night. It's somewhat day, somewhat night. For Avodah and Beis HaMikdash, it's already night. But for other purposes, like for Shabbos and everything else, it's still day completely. Until you get to Ben Hashemash, 13 and a half minutes, very close to Seis HaKlavim. Once you get to Seis HaKlavim, that's 4 mil away from Shkia. Then 17 minutes later, that's fully night. In the morning, you also have the 72-minute gap. There's no suffix. There's no Benish Moshes whatsoever. And it was rather a 72-minute gap between something that's alos, which is, for most purposes already day, and then you get to Nates, that's fully day for all purposes. So there's definitely everybody agrees, when you learn like the Gra or Rabbein Tam, that there is no twilight in the morning. It's possible that it really depends on how much shtaik you give into Benish Moshes being a suffix, it has aspects of both, or sort of just our inability to be kovei a specific time for when three stars come out, because stars are big, small, we don't really know. So if you say it like that, there might be some shitas that support that, then yes, there's really no big difference between the day and the night, it's just that when there's dawn, it's much easier to tell. It's not super easy either. I think Martin Yuma talks about that. But you can sort of see when they start, the sky comes a little bit light. So that people were better at figuring out. And also, most mitzvahs don't depend on that. So most people are sleeping or don't really care about specific time of alos. Anyway, that's the long and short of it. Obviously, there are lots of shittas that would explain it more. There's a Sefer Chassid, a Sefer Haredim that says that from alos until night, midah rais, it's still nighttime. It's not day fully. We don't usually think like that. We usually say it's day fully from alos. And midah rabbanan, they made all these gezeiros, you shouldn't do mitzvahs until after nights, because they want to be fully, fully bright. Like it sounds like in the Bar Mitzvah. All right, but the sugya is extremely long. There's a big mochamos here, Ramban. Everybody argues about all these shitas. By Kriya Shema, the bottom line is, in theory, we even follow this from Kriya Shema of the night. You can go all the way until night, and the Kriya Shema of the morning, you can say even after alos. L'halacha, we try not to. We try to say it not just after night. We say it before night from Mishiyakir. We'll talk about that soon. But that's the ideal time, Mishiyakir, as opposed to Alos. But Yevdi, is it after Alos? It works even before Mishiyakir. And generally speaking, we never do things before Mishiyakir anyway, because we want to try to say Shema with tefillin. You're not supposed to put on tefillin before Mishiyakir. If you do, you can say put on tefillin without the bracha. Long discussion. Okay. Maizabobanov, this is now going back to the vision. It said from Rabbi Gamliel, you could still say it after Chatos. Az ha'chalosh me'alot adonu v'lel ha'chi kamrilei. That why do we need to repeat this? What's the point of this story? We know this idea. Okay, meaning it's the first thing. Ad hashel shmilahu. The sons of Rabbi Gamliel didn't know what their father said. Like everybody should have been well known. It was documented machlokas, old machlokas. Why did his sons not know his opinion? Ad hashalo shmilu. They never heard of this. Says the Gemara. Hadar Gamliel. They didn't hear the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Hachikam relay. This is exactly what they were asking. Rabban and pli galach aloch. Did the rabbis argue the Yachad or Rabbim along? Rabbim, do we say that you follow majority? We shouldn't follow your opinion. Or really, the rabbis agree with you. Really, even the rabbis agree that you can do it after Chatos. It's just that they made a chumrah. They shouldn't do it before Chatos, so they don't forget. And you respond, in fact, that's correct. Rabbanu Kavatis Re'elehu. really, they agree with me. You have to say it even after chatos, and just hadakam rechatos k'dei l'harchik anu min avera. Rav Gamliel's opinion was not that there's a machlokas attack, but rather they said until chatos just as a harchata. That's even the halacha according to the Rambam, that we hold until chatos l'chachila b'diyev you can still do it after chatos. So there are other things that we said, either Hector Chalam and Evarim. Rashi says that's not the exact example, but Kol Nechalam Yom Alayla, that definitely is an example. Things, Karbonos, that you eat at night, like Chatas and Asham and stuff like that, you can eat a day and one night. That night ends of Echatzos Midrabanah. So that's good. That's true. So it says the Gemara, Rengam Limi Kamar Echatzos Diktani Velozo Bovanam Ruh. So one second. Did Rav Gamliel really say the statement of Loza Bovan? There's no rush on this line. Rav Gamliel Mika Amar Achatzos Diktani Velozo Bovan Amru. Meaning, in other words, when we say Loza Bovan, it's another way of saying, I want to add on to what I already said. Rav Gamliel said nothing to do with Chatzos. So he said until the morning. So why are we saying, and not only this, not only this case, but other examples. According to Galil, this is not a good example. He's saying, don't just believe me that I'm saying until Chatzos is because over here we find Chatzos in many other places, and all the other times it's just a Chumr. But it's not a good example because he holds it's not Chatzos. Okay, so that's the question. He holds not even, it sounds like, in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbanah holds it's a Chumr, you can meet a Rabbanah, you're not allowed to do it ever Chatzos, and Rav Gamliel holds you, there's not even a chumra, you can do it until Loz. Why is he saying Loz Bovad? Sounds like he's arguing with Ian, the rabbi Shita, and saying, even the rabbis agree with me, basically. Really, primarily, hold until the morning. So, Hachik Amru Leho, Rav Gamliel, the B'nai, is what he's told his children. Afilu Rabbana, Afilu Rabbana, Amri Achatos, Mitzvah Sa'ach Olam Arashachar, Haidak Amri Achatos, Gelar Harchik Anu Menavir. In fact, there is a dispute. Rav Gamliel holds there is no Harchaka, there is no Dir Rabbana, they invented no chumra. By Shema, you can do it all night, period. There's no harchaka. And Rabbanan say there is harchaka. But the main question is, would the B'diyev, the rabbis, allow you to say it after Chatzos? And that's what Rav Gamliel is answering. Yes, they would. And don't say, Yachal Rav, Halach, the rabbi, file the majority opinion against me. Don't do that. Because even the rabbis agree, you can do B'diyev and Chatzos. And Elozabal, Vanamru, even the rabbis would say, there are other examples that are just like this, where they say, Chomer until Chatzos. That's the way the Gemara is learning. Heter, and there's a machlokas rishonim, like whether we say the Rabbanan accepted what Rav Gamliel said. Did the Rabbanan really say, you got us right? That's the way the Rambam takes it. That really, Rabbanan also thinks it's a chumra, but you can still do it after chatos. That's the easier pshat. The Rav Gamliel's not arguing with nobody. What he's saying is correct, that he just held there's no chumra, Rabbanan held there is a chumra, and then everybody agrees with b'di'evit. Rabbeinu Yonah has an opinion that actually, in fact, the Rabbanan absolutely, completely disagree with Rav Gamliel and never respond to him, but they don't think it's a chumra. They think if you do it after chatos, yes, it's a dinder Rabbanan, but if you do it after chatos, you're not yotzei at all. You can't do a b'di'evit after chatos. So the fact that this story happened with his sons, and his sons asked Rav Gamliel, what can we do? In his opinion, it wasn't just a yachid, it was actually a rabbi. But in the opinion of the rabbis, in fact, it was actually the rabbi held that you can't do it. We don't follow that Romanian. Hector Chalavim. All right. Ilu Gabriel Chalapsachim Loketani. So he could have brought another example. This one's more practical, or we may have heard of. By Korban Pesach, you only can have Korban Pesach until Chatzos, according to one opinion. So we don't mention that in our mission. The only things that we mention in our mission are things that you eat, mitzvah that you eat until one day and one night. Those are until Los Shachar, and we don't give all their examples. According to some opinions, Pesach is another good example. The reason it's practical is because of matzah is compared to Pesach, and we eat we eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah. So the same time for Pesach establishes the time for matzah. So if you hold that Korban Pesach is eaten until Chatzos, you must eat matzah before Chatzos. So that's a major machlokas Rishon, and we'll talk about it. We have a contradiction to what we're saying now. Krishma Arvi V'Halel. We said Krishma could go all night. And also, Achila Pesach could be also until Adja Amud Shachar. So, in other words, our Mishnah sounds like...
You're saying it's not till Chatzos.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like it's not Chatzos. It sounds like our Mishnah, we learned our Mishnah saying that it wasn't till Chatzos.
Our Mishnah didn't say Pesach.
Yeah, it didn't say Pesach. We'll
we're
see.
Saying it could have been another example, right?
Does Rashi... Rashi doesn't give an explanation. Rashi Pozon. Yeah, Rashi doesn't explain. It's got to be, from the fact that we think it's a contradiction, that the Mishnah, the fact that we could have stayed in the Mishnah, it sounds like everybody knows that there's some idea of Chatzos by Pesach, and it would have been a good idea to put it in our Mishnah. And the fact that it's not in our Mishnah implies it's very different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah only says things that are Chumrei Chatzos, but you really could do it after Chatzos. Pesach is very different, not because it's more Mikl. In fact, it's more Machmir. It's Midar Reis, you can't do it after Chatzos. Okay, every other thing, really, you could do past Chatzos. Midar Rabbanan, the Medig is there, you can't do it after Chatzos. You discuss B'di'evit. But when you're talking about Pesach, there's no B'di'evit. There's no, it's Der Reis until Chatzos, and after Chatzos, you certainly can't do it. That's, it's a hard line according to our mission. Pesach is until Chatzos, nothing else. And not at all after. As opposed to this other Reis, which says explicitly that Pesach is all night. Amr of Yosef, lo kasha, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva. It's a fundamental machlokas of tonight. D'tanya machlo de bazer b'lay lezer. When are you allowed to eat the bazer of korban pesach? Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Omer, never gone alay lezer, and never lahalon. Vavardi beretz Yitzrayim, b'lay lezer. Malhal arachatos avkam arachatos. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says you have the night of Pesach is compared to. The Makas Bechoras only happened in, so to speak, in Tilchul Chatzos. Everybody was anxious until Chatzos. And so, too, the Korban Pesach can be eaten until Chatzos. The cutoff point is Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's not called Laila Hazet. It doesn't work to have Korban Pesach. Amr Le Rebbe Kiva, look for Amar, Neamar, Bechibazon, Achachibazon. You could do it as long as you're eating in this rushing state. And this rushing state of Chibazon is all night. Why? Because they didn't actually leave Mitzrayim until the morning. And that's where Rashi quotes, you know, lo te ish mipeta beito ad boker, people shouldn't leave their house until morning. They didn't. And then they left in the morning from Mitzrayim. So as long as they were in their house, and they were shayat chib on this anxious time, it was all night. Mk matam lomar balayla, why did it say the night? Sounds like the middle of the night. Only chatzot, yochal yenachal kikachim bayom, tam lomar balayla. No, you might think because you can eat it in the day. During, like, usually, most other korbanos are going to always eat one day and one night. This you can't even eat for one day. It's just one night, that's it. That's why it says, Balayla. Balayla hunechal v'lo bayom. Okay, bottom line, Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, Pesach is in till Chatzos, hard lines, deraisa, not before, not after, and that's it. And Rabbi Akiva says all night. I understand from Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah why is this a Laila Hazeh? Because we're saying let's compare Laila Hazeh this night to the pasuk that we had Avardi Be'eretz Yitzrayim, but Laila Hazeh I'm going to pass through Mitzrayim tonight and kill all the Bechorim. So that's what it has to say Hazeh. I'll already give him my Hazeh. What's the word Hazeh? Teaching him my other life. What are we going to do with that? Lemude Laila Acher Huda Adam is to exclude another night. Because you might have thought to say that most karbanos have two time slots, usually a day and a night, or 2 days and one night. So maybe I'll say Pesach should have two time slots, two nights. Maybe it's a nighttime korban, maybe one night, and the Yudal after Yudal Pesach, so really Tevav Nisan that night, and then maybe not during the day, but maybe the next night, second night of Pesach, I should also be able to have the same korban. So also, I think to say, oh, the Pesach of the Kachim Kalim, Mishal Mekachim Kalim, Pesach is one of the lower category of karbanos. They're seven types of korbanos. You have the higher level, the kachim kal, the kachim kachim, that's the asham chatas, those are in for one day and one night, the old is not eating at all. And then the lower set of korbanos, you have the four kachim kalims, which are shlamim, pesach, meiser, bechor, that all those, and todah is included in shlamim, all those lower level korbanos, generally speaking, are 2 days and one night. Those are the only exception. And that's because there are lower levels. I would say Pesach is on the lower level of things, in terms of the Zrikos, in terms of Achila, in terms of the Makom, in terms of the Tumah, in terms of other things. It's a lower level Korban. So Pesach, which is a lower level Korban, I think has a longer period of time. Like every other lower level Korban has 2 days and one night. So what's going on over here? Why is it only one night? So I would think it should, even if it only has one night, because it says Balayla, you should eat it Balayla, I think maybe it's two nights at least. to compensate for the loss of the time during the day. So we'd say, Sagarin Amina Nechal, right, that just like the Shlomim Nechal Lashayam Laila Echo, just like the Shlomim is in for 2 days and one night, up is Nechal Lashay Laylo Bimokum Shayam, let's make up for the Pesach's lost time and eat it for 2 nights. And let eat it for 2 nights, and one day in the day in between. You can only eat it for 1 night, not during the day at all, and not even 2 nights at all. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know that? Maybe he thinks until the Makkah B'chor Chatzos thing, but maybe he should allow some compensation during the next day or the next night. How does he know that? Because he can't use halal hazeh. Halal hazeh is already used. Whenever we have a pasuk, we usually try to make a drasha, derivation, and you can't use it, you can't overuse it, you can't overload it. So how can you possibly use the same thing twice? How can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know this idea that you can't eat it during the day or the next night? Because lotat tirumin on boker nafka, it was a pasuk that you shouldn't leave until the morning. If you do, you're supposed to burn it. It's no sir. Once it gets to the morning. Okay, so it's no sir, it's missed to be burned, obviously can't eat it anymore. Rabbi Akiva, what did he learn from there? Isn't that pretty clear? A lot of times we have this back and forth in Maso, Matan, and Drushes. So we just name their opinion, and then we're going to explain why they say what they said. Rabbi Akiva, what would he respond? But Ime, also, if you asked me from there, I'd explain how that means by Boker, Boker Shani. Becomes nozer in the morning. Which morning? Maybe the second morning. So you can eat it for 2 nights and 1 day in between. That's what I would think. That's what I was saying. Well, what was that? Rabbi Lazar, Amr La, Ko Boker, Boker Rishon. Nah, that's not what it means. Whenever you see the word Boker, it usually means the first one. Can't mean the second one. Okay. Hani tzadikani. Tonight, the time Hashem tizbach at Pesach, be'erev kebo shemesh mo'tzeit chami Mitzrayim. The pasuk is saying, you're going to bring Korban Pesach, and you're supposed to eat it that evening until the morning. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar Omer, be'erev atazoveach, you shecht that afternoon. Like, erev and ben arbaim usually means afternoon, still while it's a little bit day. But kebo shemesh, when it gets to, when the sun sets, ata ochel, after sunset, at nighttime, you eat it. The first opinion says you burn it only in the morning. Okay, basically, 3 times, you shech during the day, you eat it at night, and then in the morning, you burn it. Until you're ready to go out of Mitzrayim, which, let's just see. Does that mean chatzos? Okay, so Rashi says, "Amatai ata ochel." Or it says the second opinion says you can do it all the way until you're ready to leave Mitzrayim. That means until the morning. So the first opinion comes out chatzos. Rabbi Eliezer holds of chatzos. Rabbi Yeshua holds all the way to the whole night. Even though Rabbi Eliezer said nothing of chatzos, he had no word to indicate that. That's just because otherwise, my benai, what's the difference? So it must be the first opinion held until chatzos. When are you eating? When sun sets, that's when you eat it. You're supposed to only eat it in that point up until chatzos. That's the cutoff. Though he doesn't say that, but it can only be right after sunset, not so late, not so long after. Mo'tzeitcha, when it comes to the morning, that's when you burn it, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, the morning is the end point of eating. Okay, so bottom line, these two opinions reflect the opinions of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, any questions? Here we go. Am Rabbi Abba, Komon Mekshinagalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Lanigalu Elaber. There's another explanation basically behind this. Machlokas besides the Psukim and the Gezer Shabbat that we say, Makas Bechoras, or otherwise. Everybody agrees we were freed in at night in that the Mitzrayim sort of gave up and they said, you guys can go free in the middle of the night. That was Pyro's decree, you can leave and whatever. And that happened ready at night. Shemra Hotiacha Mimitzrayim Lilo. Pasuk says we were freed at night. Everybody agrees, though, physically, when did we leave? We left Egypt in the morning. So everybody agrees that those two facts are true. Question is, what are we sort of celebrating? When was this time of anxiousness, the Shachar Chippazon? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Savar Ma'ach Chippazon, Chippazon to Mitzrayim. It was the anxiousness of Mitzrayim to get us to push us out, to get us to free us. That was happening at night. And that's why the mitzvah of Pesach goes until the middle of the night, until Paro finally gave in and let us free. And Rabbi Akiva's Aramaya Chibazon, Chibazon di Yisrael, the anxiousness of the Jews, which is all night, and they're getting ready to go in haste to leave Mitzrayim. It was all night. That's why you need to pay all night time. Rabbi Hacha, Techana, Elhacham, Mitzrayim, Laila, Chiba Laila Yetu, Alo Laila Yetu, Al Bayom, Shemra, Machar, Peto Yetu, Bene Yetu, Yad Ramah. So the Bryce says, Hashem last out at night. What do you mean at night? We only left in the morning. We say, right? And Alam Shaytchidlo, Lahem Gulamu Erev, that the Gula really started at night. And it fits with the two opinions, you know, each one on their own, until how long the Gula did the preparation for the Gula happen, until it happened until Chatzotza corner of Elazar ben Azariah, or until the morning corner of Akiva. Okay, another Agata on this topic.
Is that Bryce supporting one or the other?
I don't think so.
Or just saying that the Gula started at night, but they left in the day, basically.
That is true. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't come to that. You should speak to the people and ask them to take to borrow jewelry and the nice things of the Egyptians. Amri de Rabbiani in Lavash Makasha. The Pasuk says, please speak to the people. What do you mean, please? Why do you have to ask so nicely? Amri leha kasha bukha lamash 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 Avram, Oto Sadik, shouldn't say, Avduve, Neotam Kimahem. He got the prophecy, Brippin and Batarim of the Galus, and he was told that they're going to be afflicted and enslaved. And that Hashem you kept. You kept your word about that. You didn't keep your word about the other half of the story that we were going to go out with a lot of riches. So, a lot to be said over here, because obviously Avram, after he died, knew the whole story, and he's going to play into Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the story is going on, it's probably not literal. Obviously, it's telling us figuratively. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want there to be any tainas, any excuses, any reason for Yitzhar or Kitzruk people to come and say, "Look, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't treat us fairly. He punished us and enslaved us and gave us so much afflictions, and immediately didn't give us any reward." So immediately he gave us a reward. What was the Iker reward? The reward later was when we got the spoils of the Yamsa. Amru. That they said, you're right, we should take it, you know, halavai, we should go take it ourselves. Meaning they were very excited about this mitzvah, to go take the jewelry of Mitzrayim. A good parable for this is someone who's in jail. People are going to free you in jail tomorrow. They're going to give you a lot of money. I'm happy to run away right away, not get any money. Meaning, the guy's in jail, and he says, if you wait till tomorrow to get free, they'll give you a lot of money. And he said, I'd rather forget the money, I'd rather go away right away. So, that's probably what the Jews were responding. Not that they're happy with the mitzvah. They're happy with the mitzvah because Hashem said to do it, they'll do it. But rather, they'd rather go free sooner rather than take all the money of the Egyptians. Okay. So, bottom line, they were asked to do it, they did it. Even though they wanted to go free. And it was to satisfy this taina that people shouldn't say, that no one should think that Hashem was not going to fulfill his word to free us with a lot of schar. Show all the nisim, niflaos, Hashem chose us, even at that time. It shouldn't be that there should be any doubt for any period of time. Vishalum, Rabbi Ami, Ulam Jayashalum, Ba Korchom. We bar from Mitzrayim. The first opinion is, against the will of the Jews. The Jews didn't really want to borrow. They didn't want to take the stuff because they just forget it. They're not interested. They wanted just to leave. Igad Amri Bal Korcham de Mitzrayim, or it was against the will of the Egyptians. Igad Amri Bal Korcham de Israel, or the Igad Amri. Oh, was it there? It should have been like a hyphen. Lame Cheheshim Bal Korcham. It was against their will, semicolon. Who is Bar Korcham? Bar Korcham is against the will of somebody. Who? There are two versions. Ikeda Amri Bar Korcham de Mitzrayim. Some say it was against the will of the Mitzrayim, and some say it against the Jews. Mandam Bar Korcham de Mitzrayim, Tichliv, Navat Pe Techalik Shalal. That you're going to split up their response of war. Okay, basically, this is like the end of a war. Basically, the Mitzrayim don't want to give it up. Or alternatively, Mandam Bar Korcham de Yisrael, Mishum Mazin. They don't want to have to carry it, they want to run away. Okay, So Mitsuda versus Mitsula. Basically, they left Mitzrayim and they left nothing there. What's the compared to? Rabbi Ami says it's compared to a trap that doesn't have anything left in it. Somebody traps all the fish, they dump it out or empty it out, so there's nothing left. Great. And the other version, the Sotu Mitzrayim, they were a trap, they were enslaving us, afflicting us, whatever, and then we left with all the good, left nothing good there. Alternatively, it's like a Mitsula that... like the depths of the seas. It's like the depths of the seas that have a lot of fish in them, and it's like the depths of the seas when they usually have a lot of fish, we emptied them out from all the fish, we took them out. Okay, so there's probably a lot of deeper meanings of this, why I compare it to fish in a trap. But basically, there are psukim in Tanakh and Mishle, they talk about that's life. Life is often looked at as like a fish in a trap that, you know, you don't see the whole picture until you get caught. That the fish swims this and that, doesn't really see the trap coming. And so too, the tribe didn't see this coming. They afflicted us, they trapped us, and the Jews didn't see this coming either. And yet, when we left with a lot of good stuff with us. Hashem made sure to take care of us. But that, to some degree, took out all the power of Mitzrayim. It took care of Mitzrayim and said, basically, there's nothing left to them. Akash Baruch Hu is in charge. You know, it was a trap for Mitzrayim. Then Hashem said to Moshe that I'm going to be with you by the snare, by the burning bush, that you guys shouldn't worry. I'll be with you now, as I'll be with you later. I'll be with you in this galus, and this difficulty, I'll be with you later in another galus. And that was the name that Hashem told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael. Moshe said to Hashem, I don't want this. It's enough. They have one tragedy, one difficulty. And to start telling them, don't worry, guys. Hashem is with you in this trouble. Hashem will be with you in another one. They don't want to hear about any other troubles. It's difficult enough, this one, that they're dealing with. I'm like, you're right. I'll be with them as I'm sending you. I'll be with you, Aleichem, to them for their purpose. Aneni, Hashem Aneni, this is going back to something totally different when we talked about a bunch of days ago. Eliyahu and Har Carmel, by David, my mincha time, he was answered. Rebohu, Lama Amar Eliyahu Aneni, by Palmin, why do you have to repeat it twice? Malam Shamar Eliyahu, Levinei, Kosh Baruch, Rebohu Shalom, Aneni, Shetari, Jimmy, Ishmael, Shemaim, Tochol, Kosh, Asher, Amos Bech, that Eliyahu said before Hashem, please answer me that there'll be a fire in Edom, my Karbonos. And also, Aneni, Shetasil, Tatem, Kadesh, Layam, Ramashik, Shafim, Haim, that people won't that they won't be fixated on their rishos, on their minds of what is Zara, and be stubborn and say, what all these things that Eliyahu is doing is really just witchcraft, it's sleight of hand, something like that. You turned away their hearts from Avodas Hashem, and he's asking, please turn their hearts towards Hashem. Okay, Mishnah, continued topic about Krishma after the first Mishnah. First mission was about Krishma. Night now we're talking about Krishma during the day. You should do it for Mishiyakir when you can see the difference. What is Mishiyakir? It's a time when you can tell the difference between the color of turquoise, tchelis, whatever it is, and lavan, white. Okay, so it's a tiny bit light outside. It's after dawn, before it is before sunrise. Rabbi Lezer Amar ben Tchela Lekarti. Two colors are much closer between green and Tchela. So it's closer colors. And when can you say it? Until An Ezechaim. The first opinion is you can start saying from Ishiyakir, but you can say it all the way until sunrise and not after. You should say it only until sunrise. Why? Because that's at that point people are already getting up. It's not at Bekumecha, the time people are getting up. People are getting up until Nate. Maybe some late sleepers, but basically people used to get up until nates, until sunrise. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, no, you have a longer, much longer time. Came down from Malachim, you can do it until 3 hours, because there's some people that still get up. The kings get up all the way to 3 hours. You can still do it until 3 hours. And if somebody says, after that time, they don't lose out. They get something, they get some value. But it's really not very much. It's something. It's like really learning Torah. It's not like the Krishna. Clear?
Is Mishiyakir after Elos?
It's after Elos.
Right,
so you should have made a chart, but basically it's you have
to be able to see, right?
We'll say 72 minutes. Everybody agrees it's 4 mil. There's a million shitas in what's nighttime for Seizu Kochavim. You have the Gaon and you have the Vilna Gaon and the Gaon and the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam and the Yoreim, and even within what are all those opinions? There's a lot of cutoff. You have people who say 20 minutes and 30 minutes and 40 minutes Shabbos ends and 50 minutes and 42 and 35 and lots of different shitas for Kriyishma, for Shabbos, for fast days. You have like 10 different shitas and everything. For the morning, theoretically, there's a lot less shitas. There's no Gaonim, no Vilna Gaon, there's no Rabbeinu Tam, there's no shitas. It's just 4 mil. Everybody agrees it's 4 mil. Gemara Mizrachim, no disagreement. There's only four. It's 4 mil. Machlokas is exactly what 4 mil is. Most opinions say it's 72 minutes. 72 minutes, there's only the only other machlokas is, do you do it by fixed minutes, or do you do it, or Shavuot Zmanios, some changing based on season, or you do it degrees.
72 minutes is
before sunrise. Is when Alos is.
Between Alos and Nates.
Between Alos and Nates is 72.
Yeah. Everybody gives a Nates. Nates, there's no machlokes. Nates is when the ball of the sun is, instead of being 0 degrees, will low rise and starts peaking above the horizon. That's the classic approach, as Shos Manias. The more popular approach, that's classic in like Prima Gondim and Mishavan Arach, Mishav Baruch. In the modern postgame that Rebelsky or Schechter and there's a Siman of a Halacha Sefer Rabbi Levi that like degrees below horizon. It's a whole different approach. That's what more of all the apps and Maizvanim, that's what they work with.
So this time of year, it's even earlier? Or it's later?
There are some degrees of cooler, yes. The degrees below horizon is generally earlier. That's our Willy Roshetter. That's a popular approach today. If you go to any of the websites, that's generally what they use. It's not that you can never find it, but on Maizvanim, I don't believe they even present for Alois, even when you do the longer old times, they don't even present by Alois.
They don't have the sheetas, they just have one time.
Even they have sheetas if you like click on some expanded version, but even the expanded version doesn't have every single sheet, that's true. So Alois, whatever, it's basically there's a major machlokas, but for most purposes, most mitzvahs don't really care. No, people are not, it's not a big controversy. When is Alois? It matters for certain things. Most people don't care so much about when Alois is because most things don't revolve around Alois. Most people do care a little bit about Mishiakir, because that's the important for this time of year and even for the last 2 months.
About Alois, let's say for a fast day. Right?
Yes, so people do care about that. Yeah. It's not that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's true for a fast day, it matters. That's a good example. It doesn't matter for so many things. Fine, it's true. It doesn't matter for that. And then degrees below horizon actually will be often a chumra. What matters, I don't know, more, whatever matters differently is Mishiakir. That, Rav Moshe just said, like, it's like just to, you look out and see when it's light, and he came up with the Zman and they were pretty early, something like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, but that's about it. Around, Rav Schechter says it should be around 30 or 40 minutes before Nate, which is really late, it's not very early. Most shuls do something closer to, like, the 40 minutes or something like that. But you find sheets that are a little bit earlier. The most makel opinions are 60 minutes before Nates. Before Nates. Before Nates. So Nates, whatever, I don't know, 7:15 or something around then. So putting on tefillin, the most makel opinions will be about an hour or something before Nates. You know, obviously there are different sheets. Ruhili is, of those most makel opinions, an hour and sometimes even an hour plus. Sometimes 66 minutes, 6 minutes, and he goes with the degrees of 12.9 degrees below horizon. It's not presented on is the most makel, but it could even come out to be more like an hour and a few minutes before that he would allow to put on Taos Tefillin. And so he needs to daven to go to work, a daven. What's really nafkamina is, like in this area, is really could they do 6:10 or 6:15 minions or just 6:30 minions? 6:30 minions is usually going to be the later ends of the Mishiakir. That's at most like 50 minutes before Nate's. It's usually never before that. If you're using the 6:15 minion stuff like that in this area, often that's usually using earlier is not a Mishiakir. Or they do some, or you don't put on the tefillin until after Pesach and Zimra, which also works. Yeah, after your Shabbat. My bein treil lavan. What's the difference between what does that mean? Telling the difference between the turquoise and the white, even mink of Avad Amra, a whole clump of wool, chivara, that's white, like Avad Amri, or a clump that is turquoise, You can tell one's dark, one's light. Basically, you can tell even at night when you can tell from the stars and the moonlight. You can tell from some light at all. But you don't really need very much light to tell when there's something that's dark and something that's white. Ela tchilat shebo, lavan shebo. It means within a clump of wool, some of it is wool, some of it is turquoise, and some of it is white. Therefore, it's much smaller pieces. You want to pick out the turquoise, you want to pick out the white, so you have to have a little more light to do that. You can't just tell. It's pretty dark at night, so you can't tell. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer Mishiyakir means that Abel, the caliph, other sheet doesn't know when Mishiyakir is. When he tells Mishiyakir, when a wolf and a dog, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Chamor, La'arod, a donkey and an arod, a wild donkey. Achir Omer Mishiyirei Chavir Reichodana. That's the Akron. That's the opinion we follow. So you can tell, you can recognize a friend 4 amos away. Amr Avuna Lokar Achirim, we follow that opinion. Amr Abai Letfilin Kachirim, Lakrishma Kavatikin. We follow that for Krishna and for Tillin and for Talith, for everything.
Isn't Achirim usually Rabbi Meir?
It is Rabbi Meir generally. Here, we quote Rabbi Meir. It's true. It could be, though, it's only Rabbi Meir when he quotes his Rabbi Elisha ben Abuya. So it could be that. What does Vatikan mean? It means the most ideal time for Shema is not after Mishiyakir. If you need to, okay, you can say you go to 6:30 minyan or whatever, you say Shema then. But the most ideal time is Nates. Nates is you want to say Krishma Vatikan. So it's a machlokas, but if it's before Nates or after Nates, 99% of Rishonim will assume it's you say Shema before Nates and then Shema Nasser at Nates. The Rabbin Tam has a different opinion. It actually says you say Shema after Nates. And Shmona Esrei after that, and if you do what everybody in the world does in Nates, you're not Yotze. Okay, we don't follow Rabbi Natan about that version of how he reads the Gemara. Because he says the words Nimsam Baal Bayom, obviously the day is during the tefillah is during the day, but the Shema could even before that. Amar Rizei Rabbi Kro, Yerucham Shemesh, Avnei Yerech, Dor Dorim. Where do we get this idea from? You should see the guy, you should see Akash Baruch Hu with the rising of the sun. We should appear before him when the sun rises at Nates. Avnei Yerech, and then at nighttime, before the moon comes out, Dor Darim, for generations you should daven close to sunrise and sunset. Sunrise in the morning and sunset before sunset in the nighttime. For a mincha. Hey, Rabbi, I think Yochanan, I don't know who it is, Ben Eliakim. Mishum Kala Kedish of Yerushalayim. So Meach Gula Tefila in his Kach Kol Yom Kula. Someone who is careful to put Gula Tefila next to each other, Shema Tzvon Esrei next to each other, is going to be protected all day. And the reason we're mentioning it over here is because Tosa brings up they didn't have clocks, so to know when sunrise is very difficult because you can tell when it's getting brighter to know when dawn is because you just see it. It's pretty obvious. To know when sunrise is, you'll know when you see the ball of the horizon come over the horizon. You won't know in advance. So if you're trying to dominate an ace minion, today they can pace themselves. Okay, so you look at it, it's supposed to be half hour before, and you figure out exactly what you're supposed to do. And you have a specific clock that gets you to the second when Nate's is supposed to be. They didn't have that. So what the people used to do is they would start diving away in advance, and then they would finish Shema, and they'd be waiting until the sun would come out in order to say Shmon Esrei. So it'd be a long 10-minute break or whatever, a bunch of minute break between Shema and Shmon Esrei. That's not ideal. If you have to do that, you have to do that. But that's not ideal. It's better to do that than to say everything post Nates. That's what Tosa talks about. Now we have clocks. We don't really have to worry about this too much. But people have done this before and they've been damaged that day. Asa lebe malka. I mean, how were they damaged that day? It's only if they had that they had to come before the king. They had to appear before the king and give taxes or something. Hotam nami bayelach. When we have agra lemechse ape malka. That's not a trouble. The fact they had to appear before the king. You should sometimes pay money to see the king. It's not a bad thing to see kings. It's a great thing. You should always run to go see the Jewish kings, and not only Jewish kings, even Goyish kings, because if you'll see them, you'll understand their royalty, and you'll be able to mavchin emir tashem when Mashiach comes. The difference between these kings of our day and the king of Mashiach, the amount of cover we're going to give them. Rabbi Ilo, the Ulo, Ki. Aile lahatam shel b'shalom d'Rabbi Bruna achi can you go say, when he said to Ula, Rabbi Ila said to Ula, when you go see, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, can you go say hi to Rabbi Bruno, my brother? He's a great guy. This man from Mitzvah, he loves Mitzvah, Zimna Chan, have some good little tefillah. One time he daven eats, and he, in fact, hit it right on the spot. He got Shema right before Shema Esrei, and it was a beautiful thing. He didn't stop smiling all day. So as it said, the reason it was such a big deal is not because he couldn't, not everybody got it every single day, because even if he tried, he didn't always get it right. We ask the same kashya as before. How do you have some good l'tfila? Don't you have to say Hashem Svatay Tzach? And at the end, Sofu Omer Yilor Atzon Mervi. Yeah, you're right. Those things do interpose. No, Amar Rabbi Lazar Tev Tfila Shal Arbis. By Mariv, don't worry. You'll say Hashem Svatay Tzach, and then it won't be some good l'tfila. But by Shachar, it will be some good l'tfila. You'll skip Hashem Svatay Tzach. What do you mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ezel Ben Olam Haba. That's some good l'tfila Shal Arbis. The tefillah shal arvis. One second, that you want to somagula shal arvis, the tefillah shal arvis. It's a good thing even at night to do it. So how can you just say that Hashem says that it'll be a break by in the morning, but it won't be in the afternoon, and that's what you only say at night? No, it can't be. So elam rabbi lazer tehebi tefillah mincha. You'll do Hashem says that tach and mincha. You won't do it at shachris or at mariv. Because otherwise they break. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Avila Tema Kulu, Vekima Dekuva Rabbanan, Ki Bitfila. This is the more famous answer that we said before. And since they established it, Bitfila, Ki Bitfila, Rech Tadami Dilo, Tema Hachai, Arbis Nami Hachai Matzi, Sambe Chabai Lamim, Rash Kivinu, Hash Kivinu should also been a problem, Kima Dekuva Rabbanan, Hash Kivinu, Kula, Rech Tadami Hachanami, Kima Dekuva Rabbanan, Bitfila, Ki Tila, Rech Tadami. Okay, we'll pause over here. Shkaf.